This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media.
Hi, welcome back to Betch Slapped. I'm Jordana.
I'm Samantha.
And we have our very first Vanderpump Rules guest star, Stassi.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
We're so excited to have you. We're huge Vanderpump Rules fans.
Yeah, we talk about the show pretty much every week exclusively on this podcast because what else do we do on a Monday night?
See, well, that's how I feel about The Bachelor. Like, I don't watch our show on a Monday night. Like, Monday nights are my favorite night because, like, I love The Bachelor.
Do you watch the show, your show?
Well, we all do, but we get them a week ahead of... And so then we watch them in advance. And then I know whether I should, like, even pay attention to my Twitter or not. Like, whether people are going to be, like, really mean or, like, be okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Do you get trolled a lot?
Do I what?
Get trolled a lot?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What's, like, your worst troll situation?
Probably, I think, well, it goes between, like, the worst ones are, like, when they tell, like, really describe, like, how the world would be a better place if you just killed yourself. And, or, like, when they're, like, you have a double chin and, like, back fat and, like, a hunchback and, like, a giant stomach and I can see your cellulite and your stretch marks. Like, that's kind of, like, when they get specific about your body, it's, like, this, it's, when they're specific,
right?
That's so mean. It's one thing to be, like, oh, you're fat.
Yeah.
But right, then like to like really hit you where it hurts, like, damn it, my like my actual insecurities, that's what sucks.
It's amazing to be a woman on the internet these days, right?
It sucks.
Great.
Yeah. I think someone once wrote that we were like the reason for the Holocaust. It's
great. Which is really offensive.
That's like, actually, like, I would retweet that because I just feel like that's so creative.
Right. Yeah. It's just super offensive because we both come from Holocaust survivors. So that's like super offensive.
I'm sorry.
But, yeah.
What was I going to say about?
Let's talk about last night.
Okay. No, one thing I did want to ask you also. Okay. So when you watch the show ahead of time and you see like everyone talking shit about each other and you see like someone's like interpersonal interview and they're talking shit about you, do you like text them and you're like, I can't believe you said that? Or you just expect it?
Like the first season we did and now like, no, I just, we all expect it. Like right. We know what our jobs are. We know how it works. It's just, it doesn't faze me at all.
It's for like the sound bites probably too.
Right.
I feel like they're super edited.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's what... Do you take it, like, personally? Does anyone take it personally?
Not when I watch things back, no. I don't think anyone really does, actually, anymore. What I do take personally now is when people go, let's say, on somebody else's podcast or, like, they're doing press... And they're shit-talking, and I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. I was like, we were all about making a good show. I was like, but now you're going out of your way to be really nasty for no reason. We don't have an issue. Like, what?
Right.
That's when it really bothers me.
Who did it? Or maybe you don't want to do it to them.
No, Tom and Ariana did it to me recently. And I
knew that was what you were saying.
And I texted them, both of them, a really long message, a nice one, actually, being like, let me know if I misunderstood something because I know words could be twisted, like, but I'm really not understanding what the issue is. And they just never responded to me. So I don't
really?
Know.
That's messed up.
I feel like you've matured a lot since the beginning.
Okay.
Well, I feel like just
obviously we don't actually know you. So
no, like in the
all
show,
all these feelings are
no. That you said that you did it like that. You wrote like a nice long message. Like,
well,
do you
I
think
mean,
you would have done that first season?
Well, I was also 22.
Right.
First so it season, makes sense. And now I'm 28. So we've all matured in different ways. Yeah. Yeah, no, I probably
had a lot of birthdays since then.
I've had so many birthdays.
I feel like
since
Jack
then.
Started the show at like 30, and now he's 55 or something.
I feel like Jax has also been much like better this season. I don't know. Brittany must be doing good things for him.
Do you know how sad that is?
Yeah,
is that you're like this is Jack's better?
It
you're
is.
Like God, he's like so great this season. Meanwhile, all he can talk about is fucking turkey sandwiches.
Yeah. Like, no, but last really? Night he said two things that were not like that were like kind of smart. Like there was one thing about like Tom and Katie and the rug and the smell and like they're sweeping it under the rug, but they're just doing Febreze everywhere.
Right.
I thought that was like a pretty good analogy. Like that might have been the smartest thing he ever said.
You know what? You're actually that's you're probably accurate.
Did you come up with that?
I don't know.
I think the first episode I ever saw was where he got the tattoo of your name.
Oh,
that was the
wow.
first. I was like, I need to keep watching
that was real,
the show.
Right?
Wow. Yes, that was real.
That was very temporary.
That was very real.
That's crazy. Wow.
That's good.
Well, it's just crazy because we weren't together.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's crazy enough when you're in a relationship with someone and you're doing that, but when you're not together, to right. do it. Like that's.
It's but isn't just, that every girl's dream that her ex will get a tattoo of her on his body?
Yeah, it's every emotionally healthy girl's dream.
Totally.
You know what? You're so right. It was just kind of like, haha.
Right.
Like, it was like one of those yeah. moments, like, sucks for you.
Yeah.
Wouldn't like, you love to tattoo your name on every one of your ex's, like, body somewhere?
Yeah, like, right above like, his dick. Like, right? just, like, right there.
That's just, like, literally, like, the worst for any future prospects. Wait, so, speaking of Jax, what's it like to be friends with Brittany?
Brittany's actually... I'm going to tell you one of the nicest people I've ever met.
Is that a Kentucky yeah. thing or is it a Brittany thing?
I think it's a Brittany thing.
Oh, wow.
Because I hate that she kind of comes off as looking, because she looks stupid, honestly, on camera. But when you talk to her, she does have it together. And she's somebody that I can hold a conversation with and relate to on a deeper level than I would have thought if I just saw her on television.
Right.
And I've never seen her... be rude to anyone. I've never seen her be anything less than cordial. It's actually like kind of mind-blowing. She always says it's like the Southern woman thing, but I'm like, girl, I'm from New Orleans. Like, I didn't get that. No one taught me that. Yeah. It's not a Southern woman thing.
That's amazing. No, yeah, Brittany's very, she seems very like nice. And even when she like argues with Jax, it's like,
she's so calm.
I know. She's like, I'm just going to slap you. And then it's just,
she's like, I'm just going to slap you.
Yeah.
And then that's it. And then, like, she chuckles and then walks off. I'm like, yeah. I would have, oh, Jesus. Yeah, cops like, would have been called.
Right, over, like, the sandwich.
Yes.
Yeah, he does kind of, like, freak out, like, in a bit of, like, a Donald Trump-esque way.
Yes, that is actually a great way to describe it. He is Donald Trump-ish.
Yeah.
He is.
What do you think yeah. he'd be like in the White House?
If wait, would you rather have Jax as president or Donald Trump as president?
That isn't such a great question. I don't know. Could I choose death?
Maybe, yeah. In this game.
I feel like Jax has like more Twitter control though. I feel like he wouldn't tweet about like Robert Pattinson, Kristen Stewart.
Yeah, no, he has zero Twitter control.
Oh, he doesn't?
No.
Okay, I don't follow him closely.
He reminds me of Donald like that actually. Like he does not, and he like blocks people left and right and he's like, yeah, well you're ugly yeah. and bald. Yeah, well you're this. It's like, oh come on.
I feel like he would be more like willing to hand off the power to other people.
Totally. He's lazy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that would be amazing.
So you know what? I would rather Jax be president.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'd allow everyone to tell him what to do.
Right. Okay.
I feel that also.
Okay.
So on like the episode where they segued really nicely actually into the Summer House show, you guys go to New York. So what do you think is the difference? I know you weren't really into Kyle, and I mean I wouldn't be either. But
was he the one that made the turtleneck comment?
Yeah, he was.
We're
the one
actually
with the
really
Steve
good
Jobs
friends
comment.
Now.
Right.
As a guy friend, he's
great.
He's a good one.
Do you think there's like a big difference between LA guys and New York guys?
Yes, actually. It's a douchiness in a different way.
What's the difference?
I feel like Hollywood guys are a little more metro, but trying to be like pretending you don't care when you actually like care more. Than
right.
most people.
Like Tom Sandoval.
Yeah.
I've like, never seen anyone care so much.
So much. really Whereas care. I guess like the East Coast guys, they're it's like this like wannabe like bougie, like old, I guess old, not bougie, old question. Money. Like it's like, I don't know like how to properly describe it. It's just like a vibe. That,
right. It's like Wall Street versus Hollywood.
Yeah. Right. It's different.
But. Yeah, that's great. Actually, that leads us into our reader question. So we asked people to tweet us some questions they had for you or ask us anything.
And this is actually a question that we have debated a lot amongst friends of ours, the word bougie.
Right. So,
yes, okay.
So Nicole says, tell Stassi that I've been very entertained by this season of Vanderpump. Anyway, I have a three-part question for Stassi. This season, your favorite word seems to be bougie. What do you think that word means, and when did you start extensively using it? Also, if you could let me know who Lala is having an affair with, that would be great as well. I feel like that's two parts.
That's three, but I'm super excited for the third part.
Yeah. I want all the parts.
Yes.
Okay, so I know technically, because bougie is short for what, bourgeoisie?
Yeah.
Or whatever, and that's technically middle class.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't know when the shift happened, when it all of a sudden turned into like...
Upper
you
class?
Fancy.
Right.
Like like in LA, it means like you fancy.
Okay.
So we were so we had this huge debate this summer and we were thinking like
in
people
Bontoc, actually.
Some ironically. People use it and they're like, they use it as fancy, and other people use it and they use it as like poor. So we're thinking like,
we use it as poor.
Maybe it's like, if you're pretentious, you use it as poor. And if you're like,
if you're chill, then you use it as,
if you're chill or you're poor, you use it as middle class, as fancy. And if you're pretentious and snobby, you use it as poor.
I feel like it's just sort of like where you're from and where you learned it. Cause all the people who we know who use it as poor, we all come from like the same town. And like everyone I know from Long Island.
So you're bougie to me.
Yeah, to you. To you, we're bougie, but not to us.
Okay.
Right? We're not bougie.
Did you
to
just
ourselves.
Call yourself rich?
No, I just call myself not poor.
What's the opposite of poor?
I'm not saying I'm rich.
You can be medium. I'm just saying that
I'm not poor.
No, I'm not poor. I'm the opposite.
No, no. You can be like not
like
poor,
when you have a lot of
like
money and you
wealthy.
Grow up like really like, you know, like elegantly, like you have a lot of class.
Yeah, no, we're not like that.
Yeah, we're not like classier.
No,
yeah.
No,
God, not again.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly. On. We invented the site Betches. Like, how classy can we be?
So we do another thing where we read a Dear Betch. Are you guys? And
wait. We didn't hear about who Lala's.
Oh, I forgot about that.
So I've tweeted, and some of us have his first name, Randall.
You've heard it here second.
Okay, so he's threatened, like Bravo, our production company, like called like our managers and stuff, and so we're not even when we went on Watch Happens Live, we weren't allowed to say his name. So it's
wow.
So I'm like, fine, fuck it, I'll say a first name. Everybody's gone out and kind of confirmed different things. Like, even James went on Watch Happens Live and confirmed half of his identity. I mean, it's...
The first name.
Eventually, it's, I'm sure, going to come out.
Right. I'm pretty impressed.
Does Randall's family know?
Actually. That he's able to keep it so secret. I mean, everything else is so easy to...
It's not really...
Lala doesn't want her Range Rover taken away.
The two biggest mysteries are Donald Trump's tax returns and who Lala's boyfriend is. So... Biggest American mysteries of the moment.
Yeah. And Corinne, what company she runs.
Corinne.
Yeah. Yeah, Corinne. What do you think of Corinne?
First episode, I thought she was hysterical. Second and third, I didn't like her because I love a good villain, but I don't like a villain that is a villain because she's using her sexuality to make other women feel less than.
Right.
So then I like was turned off by it. And then she's kind of slowly redeemed herself again where she's just kind of funny and weird.
Right.
So now I'm like back on the Team Corinne train. But I also know how reality TV works. So I try not to judge as much as I possibly can. Mm-hmm. But I also just love judging. So
right.
Whatever.
I guarantee like in a year she'll be on this podcast like talking about how the editors like screwed her over, and she never really said those things. Like,
well, no, you have control over what comes out of your mouth. Like, that's
right.
One thing. No one can edit you saying something. If you, yes, they're going to try and get you to say things. You have the ability to say no or not.
Right, that's true. And she does say very interesting things. But I have a feeling she'll be gone after, like, this week. They just didn't
She's going to hometowns.
No, they didn't let go of like the person yet.
Okay, but there's only four people left, and they do four hometowns. They're gonna go there. They're gonna get the ratings.
Can you guys shut the fuck up? Because I didn't watch it yet.
Oh,
sorry.
Whoops. I was saving it for some of my friends when I get home. Well,
maybe you should have started with that.
Yeah. You're saying how Monday night's your favorite.
We're supposed to start with that if we're discussing.
But I've been out of town.
Okay.
I'm just really excited to meet Raquel.
I do know that what the new Bachelorette is Rachel.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about.
Who's us also, too. Yeah. We really like
still
her.
Still on the show.
So one of us. Yeah. I read that in the article that I read. It said that. But one of the dudes who are who works on Vanderpump Rules also work. Well, a lot of them overlap with the Bachelor crew.
Really?
And so they tell us stories and they basically were like, we're hoping that it's Rachel. Everyone loved Rachel.
I love Rachel.
Me too. Are you friends with like your camera crew and producers and stuff?
That's like half the fun of coming back every year.
Really?
Because we've had most of our crew members have been the same ones since day one.
Uh-huh.
And that it changes everything. It's like a family.
That's great. That's so fun. Is it weird having like other people in the room while you're like going at each other?
Not anymore, because they're like our friends.
Right.
So it's almost like friends, like just like what? It's like you're at like a big party and the friends are just like, oh,
Look that's great. There.
That's great. You're making reality TV seem way too appealing right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Any regrets doing the show?
Not doing the show. I regret getting too wasted sometimes, but on camera, but not doing the show.
Well, then if you didn't do that, you probably wouldn't get asked back to be in the new season, right?
I mean, if we didn't get wasted, you're probably right.
Yeah, that's half
also,
the...
Yeah, also... Wait, I wanted to ask you about Tom and Katie and their situation.
Okay.
They seem like, it's weird. They seem like they really like each other, but they also seem like they just
totally hate
are totally each other. Dysfunctional.
Well, okay. You have to take, let's see, we film what? So just one of us, mm-hmm. like say one person films with like 30 hours a week, then mm-hmm. that's just one cast member. So right. then you're cutting that down with a bunch of other cast members to like a 45 minute show, like with all like hundreds of hours of footage, mm-hmm. they're not going to show them sitting around getting along. They're awesome moments. Like it's not as interesting
as no one wants to see
the fighting.
And right. there would be no suspense of whether or not they were going to get married at the end. Although we all know they're getting married like, because it was on Instagram.
It's also like there's nothing entertaining about a happy couple. There's something like more disgusting.
It's just like annoying to watch sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Lauren and Ben.
So I'm saying like no one wants to watch that.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch that. Do you want to watch that?
If you were a happy couple, would you want to watch that?
No. Why would I want to watch a different happy couple? What is exciting or entertaining about people who get along well and are emotionally healthy and communicate normally? That's like so
boring.
I would love that.
There should be like a whole channel devoted to like emotional healthy people.
If I wanted like role models.
Like the opposite of Bravo.
If I wanted examples of like happy couples.
I'd watch
like
a documentary.
I'd watch a documentary or I've come from like a happy family.
Right. Like, you know? It's like National Geographic. Like now they will communicate.
They should do Planet Earth happy couples.
Seriously. It's a rare species.
Oh my God. Your brother is, speaking of families, your brother is like the cutest thing I've ever
seen.
He's
the fucking best. Yes, I always get really excited when he gets to film with me.
How does he come up with like the really good advice?
He's like that in real life. And I'm telling you, it was crazy when the first time he filmed this year, when he was telling me that I need to stop inserting myself in other people's business. He didn't know the story really fully. Like he didn't fully, I like really watered down the story for him.
Yeah.
And the fact that he was like so dead on and that like it had nothing to do with me. I'm just inserting myself. I need to let other people fight their battles, whatever. Yeah. Like, I'm like, I shouldn't drink so much. I'm like, Nikolai, you are so fucking wise.
How old is he?
12.
How does
he just
like
turned 13.
He's like the better version of Nick's sister. Who has like the advice?
Oh yeah, but you know? I just don't. How does he?
But he's like way more. He's like way cuter.
Wow,
I don't know.
He's really cute.
He's like one of those old soul types.
Yeah, he's mm-hmm. gonna make some girl very happy
seriously.
One day. Weirdly, they can go on the happy couple show.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have heard of Framebridge.com, but it is this incredible framing website. Most people, I think, now don't even frame pictures, but they have a really interesting, quick and easy way to essentially get your stuff framed. So if you're moving to a new apartment or just looking to redecorate it, we have a promo code for you at framebridge.com. You get 15% off your first order with the promo code BETCHES. It's really easy. All you do is go on the site, framebridge.com. You choose your frame, or you can chat their designers to help you choose. You upload your photo from your computer or directly off of Instagram. You can preview your photo, and then you can they'll send it to you basically back frame for free. They have tons of different styles. I got a really cool rose gold one, and they use really premium wood moldings and acid-free mats and foam boards. So they're really well made, and we highly recommend you use it. Just remember, if you're a first-time orderer, use the code BETCHES to get 15% off. And we hope it makes your walls look really chic.
Okay, should we do a Dear Batch?
Yeah, I guess we'll do a quick Dear Batch. Okay.
Dear Batches.
No, I just have a lot of feelings.
Dear Betches, love your podcast. My coworkers catch me laughing my ass off solo every week. Here's the situation. I met this gorgeous guy during my freshman orientation. We ended up hitting it off and hooking up on and off for the rest of college. He's basically the perfect guy, gorgeous, funny, and easy to talk to. His letter is really interesting. After college, we both moved to the same city and ended up in the same friend group. I was dating someone. He started dating someone, too, so life was easy. But the entire time I was dating my boyfriend, I may or may not have still had him in the back of my mind. We would still meet up from time to time, and he was definitely openly critical of my boyfriend. Well, I broke up with that guy a while back, and now my dream guy is still with his current girlfriend. He openly talks about how he's not sure about their relationship, and I think he's still trying to keep things kindling with me at the same time. Every time we're in a room, we can't keep our eyes off each other, and our other friends have definitely mentioned it. It said something to me because he'll always ignore this lady if I'm around. She needs to go. Last weekend, we all went out in a group without her, but afterwards I crashed at his place. He lives with a bunch of my friends, so it wasn't weird, I promise. He let me sleep in his boxers and offered to share his bed, which I obviously didn't take him up on. We're also going out for wine together this weekend. Somehow it's not a date. Basically, I'm a low-key crazy in love with him and want to tell him. I mean, it has been 7 years. I also don't want to be the bitch that pounces on a taken man because I think that may be against girl code. Do I tell him or do I keep girl code? It's killing me slowly to not say anything. Help. Sincerely, side chick.
Whoa.
Sorry if that was read too fast.
This guy sounds like an ass, honestly. Yeah. This is the dude's problem right now. Like, he needs to get his shit together.
Do you feel like, I feel like if a guy acts that way, if he has a girlfriend, he acts that way towards you.
I
like
would
if
say
he were,
something.
Right. And, but if he were your boyfriend, he would do the same thing with like someone else. So why would you even want to date someone like that?
That's a really good point.
Right.
Right. And this has been 7 years. So I feel like what was her relationship in the middle? Just like
a
fake.
filler. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
Well, what would you say? Do you think that just because, I mean, that's actually a good question for you because you dated someone like Jax. Do you think that like the way that a guy treats you is necessarily like indicative of how he's going to treat any like future girlfriends, or like people are different with different people?
I think people are different with different people. I'd like to believe that. Mm-hmm. Because I mean, everybody reacts differently to each other.
That's
so
true.
I mean, you never know, and who knows, maybe this guy, I mean, he sounds like a dick, but like maybe their 7 year thing is an actual thing. But she should, when he asks her to go get wine or go do something, or if they're having this fucking weird eye contact shit, like she needs to be like, yo, like,
can't tape our eyes.
Why are you asking me to go get wine? Like, you have a girlfriend. It's kind of inappropriate. You know, we have this flirtation thing going on. So like, you kind of like need to, like, we should not talk
right
until you figure your shit out.
Right.
I think a lot of girls let guys get away with too much because they kind of like are having fun. So they settle for a little less than they deserve, which for her is like, I mean, this guy has a girlfriend. He's like, it's not with her. He's just kind of like using her to like flirt with her and have a good time and probably feel like it build up his own ego.
No, they were friends for 4 years of college, Shredda.
Obviously, they weren't really friends. Like, we don't, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Do we believe in like platonic male friends?
Not with this girl.
In general?
I mean, you have to be like really just not attracted to each other. I don't know, maybe. Very rare. Yeah.
I think you can have a male friend that you don't tell like who's straight and like, whatever, that you don't tell like intimate things to. You could be like friendly and friends, but I don't think you could be like confiding in them.
It can't be platonic on both sides. It could be platonic on like one person could just be friends.
One person's hopelessly in love and the other one's miserable.
Yes,
what do you think?
You can have platonic friendships.
Mm-hmm. With straight men.
I used to think no, because I didn't have really any. I've always been like just girls all the way. And I went to an all girls school, so like,
wow.
You know, so yeah, there's that. Yeah. But now that I have guy friends, say Kyle. Okay, Kyle from Summer House. Like, okay. I consider him a great friend now. I would never.
Right.
Is it because you don't find him attractive?
I mean, he's an attractive person. I'm just not. There's not like a. There's nothing.
Pheromone.
Yeah.
Chemical thing.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that to me is like super important.
Right. I do think it is possible. It's just in a lot of situations such as this one, it's not the case.
Okay. But like,
why would you be
your friend Kyle, would you call him and tell him like, you know, if you're having a family problem or a boyfriend problem or something like that, would you like call him and tell him like intimate shit, or would you like go out and hang out and have a fun time?
Go
and
out.
Friends like that.
Right. Yeah, and hang out.
Right. I think that's the line. It's like you can have a friend, you guys hang out, you have fun, you like do fun shit together. But like once you start telling them intimate shit about yourself, I feel like that crosses. It's really hard to do that with two straight people who like even think of each other
unless
as remotely attractive.
Unless you grew up together. I agree.
Right.
I think that's weird.
Yeah. So I think this girl should not say anything, except for maybe like she shouldn't say anything like she likes him. She should probably tell him that like he needs to chill, figure out his girlfriend situation, because how much can he if he's flirting with her, he's either like an asshole or really doesn't like his girlfriend that much. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And then what so she needs to separate him? A little bit. It, I mean, it could say about him that he is just maybe like a little insecure or like settling.
Or like selfish.
Or he's, yeah, he's selfish and an asshole because he is flirting with his side chick friend for 7 years, I guess.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Dating is hard. Happy Valentine's Day, guys.
Yeah. Everyone having a good one.
Okay, so let's play some games. We always play some games. They're very fun. Okay, so would you rather be Lisa Vanderpump's maid for 2 years or James Kennedy's girlfriend for 2 years?
Lisa Vanderpump's maid.
Me too.
Why is that?
I mean, that's not even like a question. Like, are you James?
Like Lisa James. Definitely treats her maids better
yeah,
than
100%.
James girlfriends.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. There's nothing could get me around James.
That's true. Oh, does Lisa like actually hate you or does she just pretend to?
I think she has issues with me.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't
well,
think
you. I feel like she kind of likes you. She just kind of likes like, the idea of not liking
you. She has
you.
A love-hate relationship with me, I think.
Right.
She knows that you make her show very successful.
It's a love-hate.
Well, yeah. I just think she never forgets. She's like one of those people. She just doesn't forget.
She's a little bit. You could see she's like.
I feel like she has a hit list somewhere.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. She has like dossier on someone.
Exactly.
That's her. Wait, are you still friends with Pandora?
Yeah, I'm not like super close, but friends. Yeah.
Does Pandora have a house?
Her house is so fun. Like, really?
Yeah.
Like, people get houses like that.
Right.
I couldn't even believe it.
I know. It's crazy.
Like, next
that's
question.
Probably like her
that's
starter
how annoying
home.
It is her starter home. That's it so is legitimately her starter home, and it's fancy as fuck.
It's bougie.
It's so bougie.
Yeah.
It's what LA people call bougie.
Yeah.
Does she have a nanny?
No.
Also? No. Mm-hmm. She's no Corinne.
She's not Corinne. Yeah.
She seems like
she can take care of herself.
Yeah. Okay. So, would you rather be stranded on a deserted island for the rest of your life with Jackson Brittany or Katie and Tom?
Katie and Tom. I mean, Katie and Tom are like my best friends.
True.
I went on their honeymoon.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. So let's replace.
Yeah, wait. How did that happen?
They were there for a week, and they like I got text messages from them one night, like a weekend. And they were like, "Seriously, Stassi, just book a trip and come. Like, we have a few days left. You're single. You have nothing to lose." And I'm like, "Are you fucking kidding? Wait, what? Bora Bora? Like, it's not like just like
that's so funny.
Hopping on over to Vegas. Like, that's I can't just like get on an hour flight." And I was like, "I'll wait and see if you guys text me in the morning. Like, are y'all drunk?" Sure enough, they text me in the morning. Katie was like sending me flight options. And
oh
so
God.
I'm like, I mean, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity to join two best friends on their honeymoon. So I'm like, that I have so to do funny. It.
That's when you know you're and part of a tight circle when you go on
yeah.
your friend's honeymoon
would you,
with each other.
Okay.
Would I invite you on my honeymoon?
Yeah,
I don't
asking.
Think so.
Right. I don't think I'd invite you either.
Well, good. And in all fairness, they had a week yeah. alone. And if you ever go to Bora Bora, there's not
do.
That much to do. It's the most beautiful place I've ever been and seen. And it was so much fun. But like, Bora. You want a party. They're
yeah.
like, they were like, can you come and liven it up? Can
yeah.
we need somebody to liven it up?
I would definitely go on someone else's if they invited me. I don't know if I would invite someone else.
If they were like a fun couple.
They seem like a pretty fun couple.
Yeah. They're the most fun to be around.
Yeah, because they like to drink.
By far. Yes.
Yeah.
Well.
They're fun. Okay. That's good to know. I met them at the bar crawl.
They're
like,
so nice.
Yeah, they were very nice. Tom was like looking for Katie's phone like for like a half hour.
Of course.
Yeah. Like what a good guy.
Okay. So we're going to do Shoot, Fuck, Marry. If you don't want to do this one, you can tell us. So we have James Kennedy, Jax, and I'm going to replace him because...
Replace him with, like, Ken Vanderpump?
That's not his last name.
Oh, Ken Todd, whatever.
No, that's weird. Right?
Ugh, I don't know. It's so hard to come up with someone. Donald Trump.
Oh, okay, no. Okay, James Kennedy, Jax, and Tom Sandoval. Shoot, fuck, Mary.
Oh, wow.
Is that too weird?
Cause,
like,
no.
They're all your friends.
No, because James isn't my friend. Sandoval doesn't even like me that much. So let's say definitely shoot James. I would probably just have to fuck Sandoval because, like, yeah, and then marry Jax. Unfortunately, I mean, it wouldn't be a good life, but it's that over Sandoval, like marrying Sandoval or Jax, like that's like really tough. So
You could eat your
at least like with Jax, like I know how to deal with them.
Right. You just have to make a lot of ham sandwiches.
Just turkey sandwiches. Oh, there can't be ham in it, I guess. I don't know. That's
he doesn't
what I,
like ham. I don't know.
Did you ever make him a sandwich?
I can't remember.
It's literally so like stereotypical, like make me a sandwich, bitch.
It's like I feel like he's like a caricature of himself or of what he thinks he should be.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
agreed.
Like people of a certain age should be taking care of their girlfriend and asking them to make sandwiches and hand them a beer. I'm like, yes. You don't even drink beer.
It's also like,
you don't, like, it would drive me nuts, like, when he says, like, yeah, Brittany, you need to make me a sandwich and get me a beer. Oh my God, you don't drink beer. So, like, why are you even saying that?
That's
like,
amazing.
Right. And I feel like the guys who usually say that, like, in that frame of mind are, like, the guys who are, like, the working, like, the long, tough day at, like, the yard. Yeah, I don't know what the yard is.
Dude.
But, like, the coal mine.
Your job
right?
is the same as ours.
Exactly. So, like, he's bartending all day. Come home. I, like, need to sit down and have a sandwich.
Right. I love when he tells Brittany.
Yeah. L.A. spot.
I love when he tells Brittany, like, you've been sitting on the couch all day. It's like, no, I'm pretty sure she was, like, at work. Like, the whole premise of you dating is that she works at Sir. Like, what are you talking about?
Nothing he says makes sense. Like, no. When he says, we're eating healthy now. You know, and then he takes out chips.
Yeah.
He starts unloading things. I'm like, did he just say, I have to rewind. I was like, did he what?
Yeah. That was like,
nothing makes sense. Yeah.
But he's like, I want Brittany to be my mom. I feel like she would make it.
Brittany would make an incredible mother.
Right?
Yes.
Can she, if she's looking to adopt.
Yeah.
What's the cap?
Yeah, I'm down.
All right. This was so fun. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you guys for having me.
You have your own podcast too, right?
I do. Straight Up with Stassi. Yes.
You guys should check it out.
Follow it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks so much for being here. And we'll see you next week on Batch Slapped.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.